The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yehoshua Grunwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Lakewood, New Jersey, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
The Gemara and this daf continues the sugya that the Gemara started with the daf before, pertaining to a kezias. There's a food that has a shiur of a kezias. Let's discuss, to start off with, let's say it's a food that's offered to be eaten, prohibited, if there's a food that's prohibited to be eaten, and the amount that a person could get a punishment for eating is the amount of a kezias. And the Gemara discusses what happens if there's an exactly a kezias, and then it shrunk, and then it came back, and then it expanded back to its original state, its original size, and the question is, does it come back to its iser, will it come back to be considered like the original state it was in, the original status of that it's punishable for eating that amount? The Gemara tried bringing a proof of whether I say something that shrinks loses its status or retains its status from a b'raisa that discusses taking off truma from dried figs onto fresh figs. And the Gemara, at the beginning of Ardas, says that although the halacha is, Ki asi avdimi yomei v'lozor, shani gregers chayel v'yachal l'sholken u'lechathir and the kimoi shahim. Avdimi says in the name of the b'lozor that it's true a person could take off ma'isr, they could take 10 dried figs as ma'isr and 90 fresh figs, even though the dried figs are smaller in size and theoretically are not 10% of the entire amount, the way they are and the state that they are right now, since they're dried. Nevertheless, you can take the dried figs as being as counted as 10% for the tithing of the ma'aser, since if you would soak these dried figs in water, they would come back to their original state. They would become the same size as they were originally. So therefore, we look at them today as if they are as big as they used to be. So in essence, the Gemara says that although earlier on in the sugya, Rava said that if a food shrank, we look at the state, we look at the size it is today in the state that it is today. If it's dried and now it's smaller, we only consider it to be the size that it is today. Nevertheless, when it comes to a food that's possible to be soaked and to expand back to its original state, then, even when it's in its small state, I look at it as if it's the bigger size that it could, or it used to be, and it could be. Now, we will see, Be'ez Hashem in the Shir, that this applies very much to many of our foods that we have nowadays. Nowadays we have lots of foods that are sold in concentrates, such as concentrated chicken cubes, or dried milk, powdered milk that we use to mix and becomes milk, or other foods as well. And the question is, how do we reckon, all halachas pertaining to all halachas that deal with size, how do we count such concentrated foods as with what is their halachic size considered? There is a tshuva of the Ramshik that deals with a Ramban. The Ramban learns from our sugya that we have this halacha that if there's a food that shrank, but it could be soaked, it could expand back to its original state, it's looked at as if it's the bigger size, like its original state. The Ramban says that this halacha would be true, for example, by truma. Truma and ma'aser is taking off a tenth. However, the Ramban says when it comes to halachas of Shabbos, or Yitzhah and Shabbos, the halacha that somebody is chayav a chatos if they carry a given amount of food in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim for Amos, or from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, or vice versa. The halacha is if they carry a given amount, each food, each thing, each item has a different amount, but if a person carries the given amount, they will be chayav achatos. So for that halacha, the Ramban says, I don't say that a food that shrank and could expand is looked at as if it's the expanded shear, but rather, there, I look at it the way it is. So the Ramban, in essence, A, he paskins like Argemar, that we could, something that shrank, we could look at it as if it is the expanded shear. And B, but when it comes to that, that is for halachas of Trumas and Maaseres, but not for the halachas of Shabbos. Now the question is, how to understand the Ramban. So first of all, the Rashba asks on the Ramban, how could you differentiate, what differentiation is there? Why should you differentiate? But the Ramban does differentiate. And the question is, what is the understanding of the Ramban's difference between Hilchas HaToah Shabbos, the halachas of carrying on Shabbos, and the halachas of tithing, the halachas of Trumas and Maaseres? And there are, from what I know of, two Mehalchim to understand the Ramban. The Ramshik and Achuva, this is in the Yerachayim, the Ration on Aleph. So he understands in the Ramban, that the Ramban is saying that specifically by our whole Gemara, specifically by Trumas and Maaseres, by tithing. Here, the Torah that obligates a person to take off Trumas and Maaseres is only for the concentrate, so to say, of the food. Every food has the part that's the taste, and you'd say the concentrate of the food. And then there's the water that came naturally into the fruit. That was the water part of the fruit. Says the Ramshik, in the understanding of the Ramban, is saying that when it comes to Trumas and Maaseres, the Torah never obligated to take off Trumas and Maaseres on the water part of the fruit and vegetables. And therefore, when it shrank, so in other words, in essence, all it lost was its water, the part of water that it had, so there, it never became any smaller in size pertaining to the laws of Trumas and Maaseres. And therefore, you could take 10 dried figs for a Trumas and Maaseres and 90 fresh figs, and there's absolutely no difference. But when it comes to anything else in the Torah, then a dried fig, even if it could expand back, it will be considered small as it is today, as the state it is in currently. The Toitzois Chaim, from written by Menachem Zemba, he brings down the Ramban and explains it otherwise. He explains that the Ramban is saying a halacha specific to Hoytzah. The Ramban is saying that when it comes to carrying on Shabbos, there's a rule by Hamalachas of Shabbos, Meleches Machshavas al Shvat Torah. The Torah has very specific guidelines for what a person is chayav for on Shabbos. Only respected in certain ways, Melachas are chayav on Shabbos. The Torah only prohibited on Shabbos doing melachas in specific ways when it's considered melachas machshavas, it's considered a choshuv of melacha. And therefore, even though for all other halachas of the Torah, when it's concentrated food and it could expand back to its original state, I look at it already today like it is big. But when it comes to Haitzah and Shabbos, it comes to the melachas of Shabbos, the bottom line I say is, it's not a melachas machshavas. If you took a concentrated milk or soup or a fig or anything, since the bottom line is you're only taking out a little bit, even though it could expand back to the shear of a kezayis, for example, if that's the shear for that food, it's insufficient that it could expand back, because the bottom line is you're not doing a melacha chashuva, you're taking out such a tiny amount, and it's not considered that it's a chashuva haitzah, it's not considered that it's respectful taking out, and therefore it is exempt on Shabbos. Somebody that does that would be exempt on Shabbos. So there is a great difference between the explanation of the Maramshik and the explanation of the Menachem Zemba. According to the Maramshik, the Ramban only says his halacha, which is an argument is halacha, that if it could expand, it's looked at as if it already expanded, is only for Trumas and Maaseres, not for anything else in the Torah. Whereas, according to Menachem Zemba, it's the opposite, that the Ramban is saying that it's only for Haitzah Shabbos that I say that it's considered like it's small size, but for everything else in the Torah, it's considered like it's as if we look at it as if it expanded already. We look at it as if it's the size of what it would be if it would expand. Now the Minchas Yitzchok, this is in the Kutim, Simen Samach, he was asked about powdered milk. They got mixed into another food, and the question was, if it makes the food milchig, if it can make another food trace. His case was that somebody had chocolate, milchig chocolate. Now milchig chocolate is made with powdered milk, and it got, the milchig chocolate was used for chicken. And the question was, if we know the amount of powdered milk that's in the chocolate, but the powdered milk is really concentrate, and the question is, how do we count? We know that the rules of Bittul are that if you have 60 times the amount of what you mix in, so it's kosher. It becomes batel. But what do you need to have shishim? Do you need to have shishim against the powdered milk? Or perhaps you need the sheer shishim against what the powder would have been, what the powder, what the concentrate would be if you would make it back into what milk is. And there, the Minchas Yitzchak says, the halacha, that you have to count shishim, you need to count 60 against what the milk would be if it would expand, if you would use it and use the powder to make milk. You can't look at the size of the powder the way it is in powder form. You have to look at the powder as if it's the size of what it would be if it would be mixed with milk, with water to make milk. And therefore, you need a greater amount to be bottled the shishim. So this, in essence, is really like the halacha of our Gemara. But in essence, it's using the halacha of our Gemara not just for Trumas and Maestris. Choosing it for another halacha, this would seem to fit with the Mahalich of the Toitois Chaim of the Menachem Zembo, that the halacha of our Gemara fits to other halachas elsewhere, not just to the halachas of Trumas and Maestris. And therefore, when it comes to bittul of Beshishim, if a person comes to bittul by foods and kashrus, whenever a person has a, according to this Minchas Yitzchak, if someone, let's say, has a concentrated chicken cube, and that would fall into the hot milk, for example, and they have to be mevatel, you need to have 60 times the chicken cube, so you would have to have 60 times what the chicken soup would be if the chicken soup would be reverted back into its original state, not just in its concentrated form. However, I did hear in the name of Belsky Zatzal that he said in the name of Moshe Zatzal that no, when a food comes, you only have to have shishim of the food that's in front of us. Even if it's powdered milk, you only count 60 against what the powder itself is today. You don't have to count against what it would be if it would be reverted back to milk, made from powder into milk. All you need to count and calculate is the way the powder is today in front of us. Unlike the tshuva of the Minchas Yitzchak, and that would fit with the tshuva of the Meram Shek, L'chaira. I did not see this in print, but I did hear this from a quite reliable source that this is what Rizbelsky Zatzal said. The Indian, halacha l'maisa, when it comes to concentrated chicken soup, it's worth noting that usually the metzias is that the amount of real chicken soup in the concentrated chicken cube is really very little. Even the ones, some concentrated chicken soups are parve and there's no real chicken mixed in. Even the ones that do have real chicken mixed in, a lot of it usually is very little, it's very minimal, the amount that's real chicken. And as such, a paisik could pass in accordingly that likely it's not going to need that much. 60 times of the cube itself would likely, again, every paisik would have to paskin when the child comes in front of him and look at the fact, but likely 60 times the cube itself would already be, in actuality, 60 times of what the chicken that's there, even the chicken that, the part of the chicken that would expand. However, if it would come to powdered milk or the like, one should ask their halachic authority, because there seems to be a big machlokes whether we should calculate based on the form that it is today or the form that it could expand to become.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD.
That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.